You're listening to SBS News. One often significant barrier to leaving a violent relationship is the financial burden it can impose. Labor wants to make that choice a little easier by providing what are called flexible support packages so family violence victims can meet their immediate financial needs. The idea is based on a program that's been operating in Victoria since 2016, where the packages provide money for costs such as housing, utilities and medical care. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says $60 million will be allocated to the program over 4 years.
We will fund 20,000 flexible support packages. These are modest packages. No woman who gets one's won the lotto getting one of these packages. The fact of the matter is we're allowing up to $10,000. The average claim by a woman escaping violence is about $3,000, so it's not very much to free a mother and kids from a violent relationship.
The Labor Party says it will pay for the program by putting a levy on the major banks. Labor's Claire O'Neill says the ALP will force the banks to give back to the community.
Now, I'm sure there'll be some out there who say, what's this got to do with the banks? Why should the banks be funding this sort of service? Well, what we say to those people is this. Last year, the big four banks in this country made $30 billion in profit alone. For every woman, for every of the 1,000 women who will be helped by these packages, that small amount of money that she will be life-changing for her. For the bank, it will be merely a rounding error. This is about making sure the banks give back to us, and that's the sort of attitude that you'll see from a Shorten Labor government.
Labor's family violence announcement comes after the federal government announced it will crack down on foreigners with domestic violence convictions. Under the coalition's announcement, visitors to Australia can be refused entry or kicked out if they have prior convictions for family violence. Immigration Minister David Coleman says the decision came into force last Thursday and it bars anyone who's committed violence against women or children from the country.
It doesn't matter if you're, a famous sports star or a billionaire or a captain of industry or whoever it is, if you've been convicted of a violent offence against women or children, do not expect to set foot in Australia.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.